But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Joel, chapter 2. And then we're going to be turning to the book of Romans 13. And then 1 Corinthians 7. I'm just going to get into the Word of God. The Bible would say in Joel, chapter 2, and verse 1, it said, "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the earth tremble." Why? "For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand."
Yes.
Nigh at hand.
Nigh at hand. That's pretty serious stuff.
Yes, it is.
It's nigh at hand.
Right.
Turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 13, and verse number 11. The Word of God would say this: "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed."
Yep.
Now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Verse number 29, just the first part of the verse, the Bible would say this: "But this I say, brethren, the time is short."
Yep.
The time is short.
Yeah.
And with the Lord being my helper tonight, just for a little bit, I'd like to try to preach on, brethren, the time is short.
Amen.
Can we lift our hands to heaven tonight and ask God to His will be done the remainder of this service? Father in heaven, we come before you. Lord, I thank you, God, for what you've done in the house tonight. But Lord, I pray, God, that you'll come by in this preaching. Lord God, I'm nothing. And God, I can do nothing. But it takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost to destroy the yoke. God, I pray that you'll help us in the altars here. Lord, I pray that you'll draw your people. God, I pray that the Word of God will go forth and do tonight that which it was sent to do. God, I praise your holy name and I magnify you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, the time is short.
Time is short.
Time is one of the most important things in a man's life.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Time is a very important substance in life.
Yeah.
Time is what has been given to man to take advantage of the opportunities that has been placed before him. Whether it's by God, whether it's a job that we work, the spouse that we choose to marry, how we live our lives. Time is what God has allotted to man to live their life. Oh, yes, it is. And as far as being in a body of flesh goes, without time, man is not living. Oh, if, amen, we have heard Brother Perry talk about how fast his life could have went before him. I want to tell you that could happen to each and every one of us in this building tonight. It very well could, because you know why? We are not promised tomorrow. We're not promised next week. We're not promised next month. All God said was, the time that I will allot to you is the moment you're in right now, as a promise. You are not promised your next breath. Oh, I want to tell you today that time is short, brethren. Oh, God, what we fail to use wisely is lost to us forever. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Dost thou love time? Then do not squander time, for it is the stuff of which life is made." I read a saying one time years ago, and it stuck with me. And this is what it was. It said, "In time, take time, while time doth last. For time is no time when time is past." Oh, whenever the time that God has allotted to us has run out, that's all you have. Oh, there's no second chance in eternity. Oh, there's no second chance. eternity. I want to tell us today is the day of salvation. Oh God, this is what I felt like the Lord laid on my heart today in prayer. Oh God of heaven, to preach to us all here tonight that brethren, Brother Jason, Brother Kurt, the time is short. Oh God has not promised me and then tomorrow to get things right. God has not promised me even my next breath. All he said is today of salvation. Now is the accepted time to get it all, amen, right with the Lord. Now is the time, amen, that God has given me, and I don't want to let time slip through my fingers.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, God. God, I need you. I have only just a minute, just 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it. I want to tell you, somebody's an eternal destination, for how big and important and a serious decision as that is, God has the power to change the course of a man or woman, boy or girl. Amen. In just 1 minute. Oh, God is that big. God is that great. God is that powerful. Oh, I want to tell you today, time is of the utmost importance. All the time that we've left, amen, go by unused, we'll never get it back. Oh, but I want to tell you, I got to focus on what's back there. I want to focus on what God has given me right now. I want to tell you today, church, we're living in the day of the Lord's return. I don't know the day or the hour, Brother Kurt. I don't know when it's going to be. But I want to preach that the rapture is imminent. The rapture could take place before this service is over.
When
Queen Elizabeth I, she lay dying, all the prestige, all the wealth, and all that that kingdom was at her fingertips. And when she was dying, she said, all my possessions for just a moment of time. If I could just have one moment back, I'd make it right with God. Oh God. Oh, but one of the scariest things that there is about time is that time cannot be bought. Time cannot be bought with no amount of money. No, it cannot. All the time that we'll ever have is what God said we'll have. Oh God. And we don't know when that is. I remember Brother Kurt going to youth camp up there at Triton, or Brother Jimmy Joyce youth camp in Rome, Robert's Road youth camp. Oh, there was some boy up there that we went to youth camp with for several years. And he was in and out of church, in and out of church. Oh, there was a man that got up there and he preached a light into eternity. Oh, God. And God miraculously saved that boy. He was just 17 years old. That youth camp was the last week of June. Oh, I want to tell you, I don't think it was a month went by, maybe a month and a half. He was on his way to go see his grandma. Oh, God. Going around a curve, lost control of the truck and hit a tree, and he was launched out into eternity just like that at 17 years old. I want to tell us, I don't want to be tricked by time. One of the devil, one of the lies of the devil is that you've got next week, you've got tomorrow, oh, you got plenty of time. Oh, I want to preach to you, that's a lie straight from the pit of hell, because God
began to live in the past. Reliving memories of days gone by.
Yeah.
Young people, they tend to live for the future.
Come on.
Dreaming about marriage or a possible career. Oh God, while today is often forgotten about and neglected, God, help us to take advantage of the time today. I want to preach that an enemy of time is something called procrastination. Oh, you got time? Just do it tomorrow. All that means is to put off, to put forward, to neglect it until tomorrow or a more convenient time comes. Oh, God, that's what I believe it was Festus said. Oh, God, he said, when I have a convenient time, Paul, I'll call for you. Oh, and I'll have you brought before me and preach to me again. Oh, but we never read where that convenient time came. And he was tricked by time. Oh, God, and the procrastination, oh, of his own choices was the detriment of what was damned his soul. Oh, God, because he took advantage of the time that God had given him. I want to tell us today, God wants us, amen, to take advantage of what God has given us in time right now.
Right now.
Because you know why? God ain't playing games. There's a real devil out there that's seeking whom he may devour.
That's it.
Oh God. This is what the Lord laid on my heart in prayer today. Oh God. Raise your hands right now, church, and reverence the Holy Ghost. Oh God. Hebrews 2 and verse 3. How shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? You know what the answer is? You won't. You won't escape. You won't escape the damnation to come. You won't escape the judgment to come. Oh, I want to tell you, oh God, that this world has filled up God's cup of judgment. Oh, and it's about to be poured out. Oh, but I want to tell us today, amen, like Brother Jason has already said, Brother Perry, amen, that there's still a God that's got mercy in the house tonight. But I want to preach to us tonight, that door of mercy is not going to be open forever. There will come a day he'll shut that door, and all that's left is judgment. For the lost, now is the time to be saved. For a Christian, now is the time for supplication.
Yeah.
Psalm 32 and 6. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time where thou mayest be found. I want to tell us, you can get back if you want to. You can make it if you want to make it by the power of God. The word of God said in John 1 and 12, he said, for as many as have received him, to them gave he the power to be the Son of God. Oh, it isn't me. I can't do it myself. Oh, but when I come back to an altar day by day, it's a day by day thing. God has the power to live it through me. And I want to take advantage of the time that God has placed before me right now. Because even as we speak, from the top of the hat that this service started, hour and 35 minutes ago, it's an hour and 35 minutes. You'll never get back.
Never get it back.
And that clock over there, that clock right there, is quickly, it may look slow, but in God's realm, it's rapidly moving. Counting down the time to that trumpet sound. I don't know when it'll be, but you mark my word. Not because Mark White said it, not because Brother Kurt Cordell said it, or Brother Jason Painter said it, but that trumpet is going to sound any day. Oh God, I'm not a date fixer. I ain't trying to, in the least bit, trying to set a date. Oh God, but I am trying to tell us it's closer than we think. Oh God, that rapture, Brother Kurt, is closer than we think. Oh, for the child of God that's living right, that's an exciting thought. Oh yeah, it is for me. I'm ready to go meet the Lord. Oh, but for the wayward Christian, for the lost man, for the lost woman, it's a thought of dread, it's a thought of terror, because if he comes, I'm left behind.
Amen.
Them 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins cry went out, behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Yes. Bridegroom cometh.
The bridegroom cometh.
Yeah.
And it said the 5 foolish in a frenzy, Brother Jason, went to the 5 wise and give us that your oil that we may have some. We can't do that. We wouldn't have enough for ourselves. Go and buy some and come back. And the Bible said while they was out buying the oil, the Bible said, and the bridegroom came. I want to tell you right now, we preach, behold, the bridegroom coming. But there's going to come a cry one day, behold, the bridegroom came. Oh God, and if I'm still on this earth, oh God, I've missed it. Oh God, I want to make sure that I'm taking advantage of what God has given me. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. I wish I'd have brought it with me. I've done a shofar back at the house. I ain't good at it at all, but I can make it blow. If I had it, I'd have brought it to the house of God tonight, and I'd have blown that thing at the best that I could, sounding an alarm that there is coming a day where time, amen, is going to run out for us. Time is going to run out for you, oh, whether it be by the way of the grave, or whether it be, oh, through that rapture, one way or the other, your time is going to run out. Oh, and it's quickly passing through God's prophetic time clock. I want to tell you today, now's no time to get comfortable. Now's no time to get lazy. Now's no time to settle down where I'm at. Now is the time to run to God.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Run to God.
Years ago, I had a dream. And Brother Perry, in my dream, our whole church was gathered at the banks of a river. And there was a sense of urgency that God's judgment was about to be poured out on this world.
Yeah. Come on, man.
But me and the church was gathered at the banks of the river, and God was getting ready to come down and part the river, and we was going to walk through on dry ground to the other side, which was a safe slide, which was a safe place, a place of safety. But I noticed up from the church, or up from the banks of the river there, where the church was gathered, There was a teenager in the church that had been backslid for a while. And he was gathered up there all by himself.
Yeah.
Hands folded and watching the church, just looking at him. And I went up there. And Brother Jason, I shook his hand and I held on to it. I said, man, why don't you come and go with us? We'll do you good.
Yeah.
And I had in my mind what Moses told his father-in-law, why don't you come to with us?
Yeah.
And we'll do you good. Brother Jason, I was pleading with him.
Yeah.
I was pleading the best I could.
Yeah.
I said, come and go with us. And Brother Jason, he looked me right in the eye. And I'll never forget it. He got a little smirk on his face. And he said, no. I'm not coming. And I was still holding his hand.
Yeah.
And I said, let me get this straight. You're willingly going to stay on this side of the river, knowing what's coming, knowing what God's getting ready to do,
yeah.
And knowing you've got a chance right now to escape it.
Come on.
And you're going to stay right here.
Come on.
And he said, yeah, I'm staying right here.
Oh, yeah.
And Brother Jason, I let go of his hand. And I said, all right. And I turned my back. And I walked back to meet the church. And as I was walking back, seconds away from God coming down and parting that river, and we was walking across. Oh God, don't let that be us in the house of God tonight, knowing what we know.
Yeah.
Oh, heard the messages preached, not only heard the messages preached, but felt the Spirit of God draw our hearts and still say no.
Oh God,
for a man or woman that says that, God can't help him. But he can and will,
yes,
help the one that comes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Yeah.
And he gives more grace to the humble.
Yes.
Lord, if you need grace in this place, raise your hand.
Come on.
I need grace.
I need grace.
We all need grace. The only way to have more grace is through humility.
Come on.
Oh God. Oh God. Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel I've got a ton more to preach. Oh, and I am about to have my message, but I'm not going no further right here. Oh, I want to tell us, oh God, don't let the devil trick you by thinking you've got tons of time. I don't care who you are, wherever you are, whatever your spiritual condition is in this church, whatever your name is, don't let the devil trick you. Now is the time for the sleepy Christian to wake up. Now is the time for the lukewarm Christian to do their first works over. Now is the time for the sinner man to make it right with God. Now is the time for the backslider to say, God, I'm coming back.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Preaching good to us. Raise your hands right now. Holy, 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 to the Corinthians about those who love not the Lord and have replaced their love for him with something else. And he said, let him be anathema, maranatha. Oh God, that word anathema in the Greek means accursed. Oh, under the ban, under the weight of a heavy load. They are under a curse. Maranatha means in the Greek, the Lord cometh. It is saying the Lord is coming, but you're cursed and you ain't gonna make it. Oh God, I don't want God to look down at me, Brother Jason. I don't want God to look down at you and say you're anathema, Maranatha. You got a curse upon you, and I'm still coming anyway. Well, God, he ain't waiting on forever. He ain't gonna play games forever. As a matter of fact, he ain't even playing games. Oh, God, God is looking for an honest soul. God is looking for somebody that'll get it right while there's still time.
Yea, I say unto thee this night, I speak unto thee. Yea, I say I reach for thee. I say I will forgive. Yea, I will help thee. I say unto thee, do not reject me. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate, for thou knowest not what a day holds, saith the Lord.
I want to tell you right now, I don't care what your name is, who you are. That was not Brother Kurt just interpreting something in his flesh. It was not. That was the Holy Ghost of heaven. And you better come right now before it's too late. You know not what a day holds. And if we can see through the eyes of the Spirit right now and see what's coming, not just down the road in general, but I believe with all my heart what's coming down the road for you. You've learned this heart. And not let another minute go by. I don't care who you are. You may be putting on a show. You may be putting on a facade and have a face mask on, hiding in a crowd. But right now is not the time to keep playing games. You better come while there's still time. Right here's the measure of a man. Right here's the measure of a woman that'll give their God their honesty and say, God, I know you've been talking to me.
Amen.
Thank God for this honest heart.
Yeah, come on, Mark. Come on, Mark.
Somebody pray with me. Thank God for an honest heart.
Come on. Come on.
I'm telling you, you better come in with him. God's not obligated to deal with us. One more time. One more time. You say, Brother Mark, you're just trying to scare me. But the Word of God says some have compassion, making a difference. Others put out the fire. Oh, through the fear of it. Oh, I want to tell you today, I wish I could preach hell so hot. That every person that's not right with God would run to this place to their only ark of safety in God. Thank God for every heart. Thank God for every heart, every soul, everyone that's praying. But you need to come. She begins to play.
Help God.
Lord, touch this throne.
There's coming a day. If we don't get it right with God, there's coming a day. Every person is going to stand before God. Every Christian will go to the judgment seat of Christ and have receive their just reward. Every sinner, every backslider, everyone that does not know God, that turned their back on God, every one of them will go to the great white throne judgment and stand before God and give an account over all their actions and why they would have prayed when the opportunity was given. And if you make it to the great white throne judgment, you've lost all hope. There he is. All hope. There he is.
Tell him all about it. Praise God.
Mercy. Praise. Door is open wide today. Close on you.
Touch him, Jesus. Touch him, Lord.